Chazar zech nish berachas v'shalagam v'am yehudim zech tesubis daf gimel. Fleckmer, can we really say that all of the rice that they get should not take effect? Or Rabbanan came along and said that it does take effect? Mer said, yes, we can say that because anyone who gets married does so according to the will of the Rabbanan, Hadas Moshe v'Yisrael. And the Rabbanan therefore can remove the entire marriage altogether. So Ravina Rashi, that makes sense when the original Kedushin was money, because Rabbanan can just say Hefka Bezen Hefka, and they treat the money as a gift. However, what happens if the person did Kedushin with Bia? Mer says, the Bia is given the status of a Bia of Znus. Another version of the Gemara says that Rava said the same would be for a get, meaning that an oinus would prevent it from taking place. The Gemara asked from the previously stated Mishnah that says if he died within the 12 months, it's not a get. It suggests that if he got sick, it would be a get because an oinus does not help. Mar says it may be that if he was sick, it would also not be a get. And the reason the case of death is given to teach that there is no get after death, ain't get lachamisa. Although the earlier part of the Mishnah already teaches that, the Mishnah may be teaching that we don't follow the Rabbanan who say that even in the case of death within the 12 months, the get is effective. In fact, the Gemara asked from the second Mishnah quoted earlier when he said that the get should take effect now. If I don't return after the 12 months, he died within the 12 months, the get takes effect. Presumably, the same would be true if he gotten sick. And we see that an oinus does not prevent the get from taking effect. Mar said it may be that only in the case of death it doesn't take effect, because it's in that case that the husband wants it to take effect so that it was only in that case of death that it does take effect, because it's in that case that the husband wants it to take effect, so the wife shouldn't have to be subject to Yibam. For acting Gemara, we see from the case of the person who was prevented from returning because of the river and yelled that he wants to be considered having returned and have the get become bottle, and yet Shmuel still says that the get still takes effect. Gemara says this is a common oinus, and he should have therefore taken that into consideration when he made his tanai. Shmuel Yitzchak said a Basula must get married on a Wednesday only after the establishment of Ezra that Bezin is in session on Monday and Thursday. Before that time, a Basula can get married on any day because Bezin was in session every day. Why are we giving a psak about before something was established? Whatever happened at that time happened. Now we're post-establishment. Mar said he means to say that if a place has bezin that's in session every day, a basula may get married on any day. We also gave another reason to wait till Wednesday to allow for more time to prepare for the wedding. Why are we not concerned for that? Mar says he's discussing a case where the person was able to fully prepare before Shabbos, so he then can get married even on the day after Shabbos or any day of the week. What's the Tanoik Mekor for saying that the Rabbanim were concerned for the respect of the Jewish women and want to make sure that sufficient preparation will be put into their wedding? Mar says a Braisa says, like our Mishnah, as to why Basula should get married on Wednesday, and then adds and says that she could not get married on Sunday because the Rabbanan wanted to allow sufficient time to prepare for the wedding. The Braisa says, in the time of danger, they allowed her to get married on Tuesday, but not on Monday, unless there's a real oinus. The Braisa concludes that if the first bia will be done on Friday night, we separate the couple to prevent the bia, so that he will not create a wound with the act of bia, which creating a wound on Shabbos is a problem. In fact, on the Braisa, what's the danger that the Braisa refers to? Rabbi said the Goyim had instituted that any Basula has to first be mezana with the governor before marrying. In fact, it's not a danger. That would be holding an oinus. Tomorrow says the modest women would actually allow them, the ishut tznuos, would allow themselves to be killed rather than to be mezana. And so it became a danger. It became a sakana because they would allow themselves to be killed. So why didn't they just teach these women that they don't have to allow themselves to be killed for something like this? Tomorrow says because we're concerned that the prutzos would be mezana willingly, in which case they would become usher to their husbands, and we're also concerned even just by the tznuos for the wife of the kahanim who would become also to their husbands, even if it was considered to be an oinus and anusa. The fact number, why didn't they just abolish the rule of marrying on Wednesday altogether instead of simply giving a heter to marry another day? The Gemara said that the government decree would eventually be abolished. So we don't want to abolish a tekanes chachomim in the face of a government decree. In fact, why are we not concerned that the government would come to be mezana with her? The governor would come to be mezana with her on Tuesday as well. The Gemara says since he was not certain that a wedding was happening, then he would not travel for the chance that a wedding was happening then. What's meant by the braisa that the wedding on Monday is mutter in the case of a real oinus? Rava said the oinus is where an army is set to come into the town and will destroy the food if it's not done earlier. Mar says the case is where they plan to come and stay, so delaying a week will not help the situation. In fact, why can they push it back to Tuesday? Why must it be done on one Monday? Mar says the people who prepare the army's needs come the day before, which would be Tuesday, and therefore the wedding would need to take place before them, which would therefore be on Monday. Others explain that the oinus of the braisa is referring to the death of a parent of the chassan or the kala. If they die on Monday, we make the wedding immediately and then bury them afterwards. The Gemara says this is only true if the mother of the bride or the father of the chassan die, but not vice versa, because the kala needs her mother to help her prepare, and the chassan needs his father to help prepare the wedding, the whole wedding party, and would not be able to prepare another one if this one were to be lost and go to waste.